All right, we are almost midway through the dot local London here in Paddington, near Paddington and Hilton Metropole here. And we have some exciting updates being shared today this morning in the keynote. And right now we have been joined by Elijah. She is the staff product manager on our MongoDB University team. And before I go ahead, Elijah, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. As Harshit said, I am staff product manager for developer education here at MongoDB, with extensive experience around technical education and really supporting developers where they are, when they need it, with what content they want to learn.
Awesome. I think before I get into, asking some of the questions about what university is bringing here today as well, I know there are a lot of learners, listeners here today who don't know about MongoDB University.
Yes.
So I'll ask someone as if I don't know anything and ask you these questions from their perspective.
Yeah.
So we'll start with, of course, what is MongoDB University? Is it a college? Do we need to pay? What type of courses do you have? And what can I learn as a developer of different skill set?
Great question. So you do not need to pay. We are a free online learning platform that when we offer a variety of content so that you can learn any content anywhere at any time. We have a solid library of foundational content for developers, DBAs, for data modeling, and for Atlas administration. So it's a really good starting point. And we've really structured that foundational knowledge to then serve as a jumping off point for additional advanced content. So we're starting to build out more around many of our features, such as Atlas Search, Atlas Vector Search, et cetera, to kind of keep leveling up and providing the opportunities for our developers to learn what they need to grow.
Interesting. So there's a big landscape, and anybody at any stage of their career could enter in and learn from different courses that you have on the MongoDB University.
Yes.
All right. One more question there. So is it just I have to go through videos and listen to someone, or the learning becomes exciting with some labs and hands-ons, and what happens there?
Yes. No, great question. And yes, the answer is we have a variety of modalities. We do have videos that you can watch and follow along, transcripts in different languages, which is really helpful for just opening it up globally. We also have multiple choice questions to check your understanding, just so you know that you're learning. And then, as you mentioned, we have these hands-on labs, which really provide a safe practice space to learn, basically practice what you're learning. So you're learning while you do, which is one of our theories underlining our design.
Interesting. I'll wear my MongoDB hat again, and I'll tell you the hands-on labs are absolutely amazing. They let you know that how you need to really implement the concept you have been learning, and let you really, try it out in various ways as well. So thanks for sharing that, Elijah.
Yeah.
I know that when these learners, they get out of these platforms, they are learning something, they are looking for some accreditation to understand that, yes, am I doing well? Am I going ahead well? I've heard there are some university learning badges coming up.
There are, yes. This is a whole, we're very excited about this new education product. We currently have a set of certifications, which are longer learning experiences that lead to a certification exam that you do need to pay for, but that validates in a proctored way that you understand what you've learned with certification. Okay. What we wanted to do was design some educational products that are shorter, that are low stakes, meaning like we just take a quiz at the end, an assessment at the end, to get a badge, and it can be done in 2 to 6 hours rather than 20 hours. So it really does allow some flexibility, and they're stackable. So if you take one, for instance, our first building Gen AI apps with MongoDB, when you finish that one, you can take our next one, which is deploying and evaluating Gen AI apps with MongoDB. So they build on each other, and it allows us to stay very current with what's happening with our features and capabilities as we grow as a company.
That's really interesting. I'm looking forward to get some of those badges. And if you are getting those badges, please share on social media and let us know that how are you progressing with your journey. One last question, Elijah, which is going to be based upon, I know AIs, chatbots, RAGs, MongoDB is building a lot in there. And I know you have a cool solution on the university education side that is helping our learners to go on the website and, interact with the, some of the AI concepts that we have implemented.
Yeah.
Can you share about the Docs chatbot?
Yes.
Tina hit.
Yeah. So we wanted to build a Docs chatbot with our own vector search. So we started out with the chatbot on documentation and really tested it and did a lot of POCs with it. honing it in order to basically reach the level where then we could put it on Dev Center or we could put it on university. So now when you visit documentation, university, and Dev Center, you can use our chatbot to find answers to the questions you want, to ask about what courses we may have, what topics we cover in university, et cetera. So it's a really exciting way to both partner with our search tools, but also then we have our chatbot. And so we're excited for everyone to use it.
That's amazing. I know sometimes you want to, you have a complicated question and you can just go into the chatbot, ask the chatbot, and you'll get the right direction from there.
Exactly.
Which is just the best part.
Yes.
All right, Elijah, thank you so much for being with us today.
Absolutely.
And hope you're having a good time at the event.
I'm having a great time, and I hope everybody comes to university and learns more and more about MongoDB.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it.